How dare you know about this? Only the real knows about Carlos Santana and Lauryn Hill. We're going to Zion, baby, on Fresh FM. It's 8:15. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio.
Listen, do you know what the song is about?
What is it about? We're going to Zion, Mos. That's all I know. It's Zion too.
It's a love letter to her firstborn, Zion.
Oh! Hey, look, listen.
The emancipation.
We all listen to music differently, okay? So, I can't Zion too. Say prat or light to you, man. I can't Zion too.
Yes, okay, cool. Get it.
Number is hard and soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Listen, we are going to embark on a beautiful journey starting today for the rest of the year. It's the journey of educating you when it comes to the services offered by the Blood Transfusion Services of Namibia. And to kickstart that conversation, we've got the supervisor for marketing and donor relations, Abuti Titus Shivute, in studio. Abuti Titus, how are we doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. Thanks a lot for having me, guys. Yeah. It's great to be here.
Thank you. No, it's great to have you here.
Absolutely.
Welcome. Please tell us, this is your first time with us. No, I mean, on Fresh FM.
It is my very,
it
very
is his
first time.
Time on Fresh FM.
He's about to say something very inappropriate to it.
Inappropriate to it.
How so?
We broke his virginity yet.
On radio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man, it's breakfast radio, man.
Yeah,
Abuti Titus, listen, you are the one man when it comes to you are the one-stop shop when it comes to all questions that we need to pose when it comes to the blood transfusion services of Namibia.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think just as a kickstart, for someone that probably for some weird reason is only hearing this for the first time, tell us about the blood transfusion services of Namibia. What exactly is it that you guys do?
Okay, the Blood Transfusion Service of Namibia is a non-profit organization, and we operate with a mandate to basically collect, test, process, as well as distribute blood and blood products to all hospitals and medical centers throughout this country. So in each and every healthcare system in any given country, you need a reliable transfusion service that is able to supply all patients with blood and blood products as a medical intervention for various reasons. It can be trauma incidents such as car accidents and stabbing incidents.
Yeah.
It can be leukemia and cancer where the patients are unable to produce enough healthy cells on their own. It can also be as a result of blood loss, you know, when mothers also bleed excessively during the process of childbirth, that blood needs to be replaced for that mother to potentially grow up to know their own child.
Okay. So how does one become a donor?
Okay. The criteria to become a donor is quite easy. There are about five criteria that you need to adhere to. The first and most important one is that you must be at least 16 years of age.
All right.
And you can donate all the way up until the age of 65. And then you must weigh at least 50 kilograms in order to donate blood. This is because there's a correlation between your body mass and the potential amount of blood in your body.
Yeah.
So the average adult, if you step on a scale and it says 50 kilograms, you must have between 4 to 6 liters of blood in your body. And obviously, like NSK, the more weight that you have, the more blood that you also. I'm coming back at him for that virginity one.
I love it.
Then you also need to inject good general health, because obviously for you to donate blood, you must be healthy, because the blood that you're donating is going to a patient who potentially is not well. Given the country that we are in, and given the various situations that we also experience in this country, it's very, very important that you lead a sexually safe lifestyle, because your blood has to be safe in order to be given onto a patient as well. And it's even more critical that you eat a meal within the 3 to 4 hours before a blood donation, and drink lots of non-alcoholic fluids after that in order to help your body replenish that blood. So basically, that's the criteria, and there's a whole process that one undergoes eventually when you actually present to make a blood donation. So,
yeah, because that's what I was going to ask, actually, in terms of like what exactly does one eat. But now that you've already answered that, how is the process of a first-time donor, for example, that actually walks into one of your centers to donate blood?
Okay.
I heard y'all test people.
No, I'll dive into that now.
Yeah. All right.
So the process is very simple. It will take you about 20 to 30 minutes generally. to undergo the entire process. The very first thing that you need to do is basically fill in a health and lifestyle questionnaire form.
All right.
And there are various questions on that that you just answer yes or no to. It'll ask you questions like, have you eaten today? Are you feeling well and in good health today? So you just answer yes or no to all of these questions.
Mm-hmm.
Thereafter, you proceed to one of our clinic assistants and we do a finger prick test where we actually only test your iron level. We need to determine that you have enough iron level or your hemoglobin levels are at least above 12.5 in order for you to actually make a blood donation.
Okay. And if it's below that, that means?
Unfortunately, that individual can't donate on the day. You potentially have sufficient iron for your body, but it's just not enough for you to actually...
for the process of donating.
For you to basically let go of more iron out of your body for someone else. And then thereafter, you proceed to one of our nursing staff and then we check your blood pressure as well as your pulse.
Yeah.
They need to be in normal range in order for you to basically proceed. And then for the ladies, you do that little scary thing where you step on a scale and you find out how you
scary
how much.
Thing.
Yeah.
Oh no, not this one.
Okay.
She's
ready.
I know I'm above 90 because of the big bones.
the genes.
We'll bring a scale in here then. So you actually find out how much you weigh and we confirm that you are indeed over 50 kilograms.
Yeah.
And once that process is done, the nurse will then just go through the questions as you answered them earlier on. So it's just a brief medical interview that happens over there. And if everything is A-okay, you proceed to a blood donation bed and you spend about 5 to 10 minutes and donate exactly 450 milliliters of blood.
I mean, if you just joined us, we're speaking to Abudi Titus Shivute. He's the supervisor for marketing and donor relations with the Blood Transfusion Services of Namibia. Just perhaps in our final conversation, question right now. I'm sold. I heard what you're saying. I'm listening right now and I'm listening to you and you're saying, okay, look, this and that. Where to now? Where do I go? Where's the next date? Or do I go to the actual headquarters? Where do I go?
Okay, we have various centers around the country where anyone can just walk in and make a blood donation. So we have two centers in Windhoek. One is located in 35 Tall Street, which is the head office in 35 Tall Street, Ospenplatz. And then we have another center that's located in the CBD, which is the Channel Life Center, just between Vernal Park and the old town square. So those centers are open Mondays to Fridays, and you can just walk in. Even you don't need to make an appointment or anything. You literally just walk in and make donations over there. For our residents in Wolfish Bay, you guys can donate every Tuesday. So we have a center that's located behind the Volvicia Medipark in Wolfish Bay, and it's open between 10 o'clock up until 6 o'clock. I think one of the things that I really want to emphasize for our listeners is that the Blood Transfusion Service of Namibia actually provides free transport if you'd like to donate blood. So if it's Shaquan and she's in studio and she just knocked off after 10 o'clock and after doing her show and she wants to go donate blood, you can literally give us a call and say, no guys, can you please come pick me up at 11? I'd like to donate blood. We'll pick you up and after you make your donation, we'll drop you off again at your, at your preferred location. So these are just some of the strategic interventions that came with you know, the many lessons from COVID-19 and introducing that has also assisted us. So you can call the following number, which is 061-386-300. That's 061-386-300. And yeah, we are more than willing to pick you up from any given location in Windhoek, Wolfish Bay, Ondangwa, or Shakati, Swakopmund. You basically just give us a call and then we'll be able to assist.
Okay, no, because what I also wanted to, he just read my mind about the whole picking up thing, because when I actually heard that, I was like, that's actually a really great strategy. But regardless, you can just keep up with their schedules, right, on their Instagram or their website as well. Okay, it is NAMBTS. Go check it out right now and you just learn more.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Abudi Titus. We really appreciate you. Our conversations are going to be endless because this is not going to be the first time. You are officially home. Welcome.
Welcome.
No, it's great to be here. It's great to break my virginity, as emphasized.
Can you look up home?
It's emphasized by NSK. So it's really, it feels like home already. And
we're excited about our partnership, by the way. So definitely feel at home.
Awesome. Now it's great to talk to you guys. And great to hear. It will be great to hear what the listeners also.
How does it feel being in the presence of just great presenters? The number one breakfast show in Namibia.
If you just joined us and you missed half of the conversation, it will be up on our website pretty soon. Stick around.
current rainfall.